period, 10 o'clock p.m. to be precise.
Yeah, it seems like time is just flying by. Before you know it, it's coming around again. Patterns. Remember that movie, Patterns?
Yeah. I heard a commercial today for Valentine's Day, and that's not till mid-February.
All I'm saying is it sometimes it's like, that movie where everything's like a movie and just keeps happening the same thing over and over again?
Ooh, that might have been a Twilight Zone episode. Might have been Twilight Zone. Let me think here. That theme has been used in movies and TV serials, I believe.
I don't know, it's just that I think time is going faster and faster, for me anyway. Maybe that's part of getting older.
Yeah, time. It doesn't go fast or slow. It's been going at the same rate that it's been going for all of eternity. It's just that you process it differently, I guess, when you get older.
Oh, yeah, it's just the way we perceive it, or I perceive it anyway, at this stage of the game.
That seems to be the case. Yeah, I'm just kicking back, relaxing, watching YouTube videos with no ads.
No ads, yes. I told you I got some progress today. I was taken to a place with a different screen. All of a sudden I went, oh, this is it. I'm looking at this thing, but it wasn't the big giant screen, but it had, it said ads, no ads, click here, 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 here. And it was like a web page. I just sort of looked at it for a while. Right.
You might have put the dash in the wrong place. It has to go between the letter T and the letter U in the word YouTube. Nowhere else.
No, I did that exactly. That was correct. That wasn't a problem. There was no problem. It just took me to a different page where... And I thought it was working because I was watching. I just went and started watching YouTube videos, and I noticed there was no commercials. But then, maybe about a half an hour or so into just letting it run and surfing around doing whatever I did on the computer, all of a sudden a commercial came up again. But I think it was working.
Never done that with me, ever. It just plays the entire YouTube video with no ads, and that's it. And then you can go on and do the next one, or watch the next one and do the same thing. No ads. At least that's what I do, and it sure works for me.
Well, I did watch a couple, two or three videos, and there was no ads. And I was looking for a video, trying to find one where I remembered there was a lot of ads, and I couldn't. even some of the ones that did. So I'm sure it was working. But then, for whatever reason, I think maybe because I was surfing around and doing other things, I might have turned it off or something, and then it wasn't working. I don't know.
Did it say... no cookie in the internet address, the URL?
Negative. I did not see that. I was looking for it. Because you mentioned it in the email. It should come up saying no cookie. And I did not see that. But I did see the, you know, the, between the T and the, whatever, the U, in the YouTube thing. And I had it in proper. So that was, that worked. And it brought up a whole bunch of other services offering help to get it for free and all this. And I'm like, holy smokes, what is this?
That is really strange. It should do the same for everybody as it does for me. Just a dash between the T and the U in the YouTube, and that's it. And you enter it, re-enter it after you put the dash in, that is, and it'll go to big screen. It'll play the entire YouTube video with no ads. That's what it does for me, and it should be the same for everybody. Unless it's your operating system. I use Linux, so that's how it behaves.
Well, I don't, because I did a little bit of research myself online, and there is some complications regarding different operating systems, like you might get it working on your phone, but maybe not on your computer. And what about your TV sets? Because I watch a lot of that YouTube stuff on the TV. And then there's smart TVs and stuff like that. So there might be some little glitches there.
Strange. I use a desk computer with a 27-inch screen. And I got Svengoolie coming in right now on 12.3 METV. It's a science fiction movie about robots.
Oh, I like Sven. Yep. I should turn it on.
Yep. Well, he comes on at 8 o'clock, so the movie's getting close to half done now. And the Three Stooges were on before that. They go from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and Svengoolie comes on at 8 o'clock on the mighty KVOS, Channel 12.
Stooges rule. I love the Stooges. Oh, yeah, and the hockey game tonight. How's the Canucks doing? I haven't checked.
Hopefully they don't get beat up too badly.
Check the score here. Canucks are trailing 3-2 in the third period.
Oh, they're trailing.
Yes.
Ah. They need players that can score goals and goalies that can stop pucks. If you don't have that, you don't win too many games.
That's the game of hockey.
The good old hockey game by Stompin' Tom Connors.
That's right. That was a good old song, too, eh? I like that song. Yeah, he was Canadian country singer.
Yeah. Foot stomping music. Yeah, you can get that song by just typing it in the YouTube search bar there, and it should come up right away.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah, Prince Edward Island and all that. Stompin' Tom. Yeehaw.
Yeah, he was from the Maritimes, which PEI is Nova Scotia, PEI, New Brunswick, Newfoundland, those places. Yeah. I thought he was from Alberta or Calgary, but maybe not. No, I guess he is maritime, so...
I always thought he was, yeah, Prince Edward Island. I guess that's Maritimes, right?
Oh, yeah, that would be. And Murray, of course, is Nova Scotia. Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, to be precise.
Ah, Anne Murray, yeah. I used to have a crush on her.
Yeah, easy on the eyes, you might say. Don Messer's Jubilee, that was Maritime-based. And a few other stars, too, were from that part of Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a Canadian icon, right? I assume she's still around.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard a lot from her lately. There's Joni Mitchell and Buffy St. Marie, Canadian female artists. Yeah, the Maritimes should be hearing some of them on the Trans-Canada Net tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Victor Oscar 1s, which is Newfoundland. VE9s, which is New Brunswick, and VE1s, which is Nova Scotia.
The station's trying to get in there, I think. What about Sarah McLaughlin? Is she Canadian?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she should be. Jan Arden, Sarah McLaughlin. Yeah, yeah, they're Canadian artists, yeah. I think she's from Calgary. Jan Arden is.
Oh, and that other one that's going out with, he married that Chad Kruger guy from Nickelback or something. Yeah, she's kind of cool. Local. Yeah, Canadian, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she had a hit called Skater Boy or something like that. Yeah, I think she's from Ontario.
What's her name? No, I can't remember. But
VA7LGM.
Right on the tip of my tongue. Maybe LGM knows.
It's Avril Lavigne, VA7LGM.
Oh. Thanks, LGM. Yeah, Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Avril, of course, that's the French word for the month of April. Avril with a V.
Yeah, so, no, we got lots of talent in Canada. And, of course, the Guess Who and all the members of that great band.
Oh, yeah. Local Vancouver talent. DOA. I think you know the name of the lead singer of that band, at least his stage name. And his accompaniment there, Randy Rampage.
Yeah, Doug and the Slugs.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, I saw them at the Commodore once when they first started out. Yeah, yeah. Doug and the Slugs. Making it work. They did make it work. He was an employee of the Georgia Strait. Doug Bennett of Doug and the Slugs.
Oh, yeah, the old Georgia Strait. I guess that paper's dead now, eh? Or is it still around?
That's a good question. The internet has killed a lot of papers. Definitely not what it used to be. I think they got some kind of an online something now, but the Georgia Strait paper, it used to be a pretty big paper. It was quite thick. You could get them free at 7-Elevens, libraries, and places like that.
Yeah, and I liked that paper. It was lots of neat stuff to read in it. It was a good paper you could kick back with on a sunny summer afternoon. And you don't have, it doesn't matter if you spill beer on it even.
Yeah, lazing on a sunny afternoon. Nice thing to think about in this weather. Georgia Strait, I do believe, started in 1967 at the Yale Hotel. The very beginnings. And the very first edition headline was...